All right, it's Sunday morning. A pleasure to welcome Paul White back with us. Paul, when I had you on yesterday, I said, well, I'll talk to you next week. I forgot you were coming on today, so thank you for coming back on today.
No problem. Like everyday Eddie Guardado here. Yeah?
No, seriously, because so much is going on. I'm very glad to have you. Of course, I'm just following Mark Topkin on Twitter, and he just tweeted out that Eric Sogard has been pulled out of the Toronto lineup for today. And, of course, he has been mentioned in trade talks specifically with the Giants.
Right.
So maybe that's going to happen today. Something I think the Giants are going to make moves to bring people in. And I think Sogard could I think he's going to be a Giant.
Yeah, I mean, those are the kind of deals that are easy to make if you're in the Giants situation. You beef up that depth. You get some guys that can, you know, maybe upgrade you. We talked yesterday about the mix and match in the outfield. You can do more of that in the infield. And you know, on a higher level, we've seen teams like the Dodgers turn that into an art form. So, you know, I think we'll see a lot of deals like that. But, you know, from the trade frenzy standpoint, I'm sorry, Eric Sogard, if it happens today, Sergio Romo last night, we got to do better.
Yeah, God. And it won't take much, you know, the names that are going backwards on the other end of it, nobody, you know, no one you've really ever heard of. So if that's what it takes to get a major league piece, why not?
Yeah, it was interesting. I was curious, the Romo trade last night, going from the Marlins to the Twins. The kid, Lewin Diaz, the first baseman that the Twins gave to the Marlins, is an interesting guy. Was sort of on the fringe of prospect status in the Twins organization. Was really had an sort of a step out year. Moved up to Double A this year at the age of 22 and had some pop. So, you know, that's a reasonable guy considering you were talking about Sergio Romo, who's well down the list at this point of coveted relievers.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so we'll see. So Sogard could be on the move. He is not in the lineup. He's been scratched from the lineup, which is even more of a clue
right.
that something's going on. So, all right, very good. I opened up this segment, or at least the last segment, with Paul Goldschmidt. And, you know, we've talked about Goldschmidt for years, everything he's done in Arizona. But this Cardinal team is obviously things are happening. They've got Dakota Hudson today against Wade Miley. They probably need some pitching somewhere. But Paul Goldschmidt is homered in six straight games very quietly. The rest of the world better take notice. The record is 8.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and here's a guy that you talk about perfect fits, the players and places. And Goldschmidt's always been that guy that doesn't really want the limelight, doesn't want the big star status, just always went about his business in Arizona. And St. Louis is the kind of place where, you know, he's tremendously appreciated in that town with their fan base already. But he's not getting that national attention, and he's one of those guys, I think, kind of prefers it that way. But you're right. I mean, that's a team that now in that division is on a real positive kind of roll. You know, the Cubs are dropping games left and right because of their bullpen. Even Kimbrel lost one for him yesterday, so that move hasn't really paid off. They're on probably a real negative feeling in that clubhouse right now. The Brewers are kind of feeling up despite some injuries there. So, yeah, that's going to be interesting. You know, and the Cardinals and the Cubs play this week. They're playing each other at the deadline. They play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in St. Louis. That's going to be really interesting because you know, the Cardinals can make a statement here.
Well, and I'll tell you something. And, again, you know, you get sidetracked and with all the rumors and all the stuff going on. But when you get right down to it, Houston needs bullpen. Presley has been hurt. He's getting
right.
He's getting hit hard. They need bullpen help. Washington, they need bullpen help. There is no question about it.
Yep.
The Cubs still need. They got Derek Holland, and I guess they got Kimbrel with Theo Epstein. I thought he was going to fall over backwards in his chair last night when Kimbrel gave up the home run to Yelich.
Right.
So they're not settled yet. The Brewers. They need bullpen. They need pitching help. It's all got to happen. All the foggy, all the rumors and everything. But it comes down to the Yankees. They're getting killed and they're starting pitching. CeCe went on the
right.
injured list today. They need pitching. It has to happen for the big teams.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that's where all the poker playing is going on right now.
Well, that's it. And if you're a team that has pitching to sell, you're waiting. You're waiting to the last minute. You've got to turn this into a bidding war, because you look at it and say, there are too many teams that are interested and really, really need the help. And I think now we're going to start to see the possibility of trades that are major leaguers for major leaguers. Milwaukee started to talk about they're in such dire need of some help. With Brandon Woodruff hurt, they've got to beef up that rotation, which already was a little thin. Now they're talking about they would trade Mike Moustakas. They would trade Yasmani Grandal, guys whose contracts are up at the end of the year. The Mets are another team for all the talk about Wheeler and Syndergaard and maybe Edwin Diaz. They're looking at adding pitchers. A rumor out of New York today, they're interested and Robbie Ray, in addition to Marcus Stroman. So there are a lot of teams that are going to try to unload contracts or expiring contracts and pick up some guys who can still be useful to them at the major league level right now. I think we're going to see some really fun baseball trades.
I think so, because the teams I'm talking about, they're going to be in. They're going to be in, or they're going to be in it right down to the last minute. Washington's not going away, with Strasburg going today, and, of course, Scherzer. I don't know. What's up with Scherzer's back? How serious is that?
As he explained it the other day, he had some back issues. He came back, felt 100%, and then a muscle, he said, according to him and the doctors, a different muscle below his shoulder blade became a little stiff during that last outing. And they claim it's not the same one, and they can't guarantee it wasn't somehow related, but they don't think this is a long-term thing. But they've bent over backwards saying, Scherzer made comments, if this is the playoffs, I'd be out there. But he's talking about skipping one start, maybe just to make sure, given the fact that we're 2 months away from the end, and we can't make trades after Wednesday, you've got to make sure your frontline guys stay healthy.
You know, it's funny as this thing unfolds a little bit. Paul White with us, of course. We love having Paul on. These teams in the other divisions, as you've said on the show to me, they're starting to play each other. And someone's going to lose every day, and someone's going to win every day. And it's going to go back and forth. You got the Phillies today and Atlanta. You got Gausman coming and Nola today.
Right.
You've got the Cubs in Milwaukee, Quintana. Against the Brewers have lit him up all year long. Zach Davies going today, who has pitched great against the Cubs this year. Hira's got a 15-game hitting streak. He's at 458. Yelich, 407, 15-game hitting streak. So my point is, the Giants just have to keep winning series. And
right. And
hopefully Colorado, San Diego, Arizona kind of start making their golf reservations,
And
if, and if the Giants, and the other thing is the Giants don't have that many games left in the division. They've only got about 18 or 19 left within the division, I think, if I added it up correctly, somewhere maybe 20, something like that. So they're going to have to win outside the division. St. Louis, Washington, the Dodgers, Dodgers are in, but they've got teams where they've got to go. They've got Boston, Atlanta, the Cubs. They've got the A's for four. So my point is this. If they just win series, I think they can be okay, because these other divisions are going to be beating each other up every day.
Right, and in most of those divisions, I mean, in the East, there's only one really bad team, the Marlins, and they still can cause trouble.
Yeah, their starting pitching is very good.
Right, exactly, and they'll get Pablo Lopez back pretty soon, another good young guy. Cincinnati and Pittsburgh at the bottom of the Central, they're not awful teams. I mean, Cincinnati, there's a strange thing in the National League I noticed yesterday. The Cincinnati Reds have a plus 27 run differential. The Milwaukee Brewers are minus 9. What are these teams for? I'm not a big run differential guy, because it can get distorted by a couple of routes. But there's some strange things in that. The Phillies are a negative run differential team. The Giants are, negative 46, I believe. Yeah. And the Diamondbacks are plus 70. I mean, we don't know what to make of these teams, and it changes almost daily. It changes by who the starting pitcher is. And if you talk to most of these teams, other than their top one or two guys, they don't know what they're getting from their starting pitching tomorrow. The Phillies, you talk about, is Arrieta going to be good on that day or not? Velasquez pitches a great game for them the other day. He gets knocked around a couple times, too. You don't know what you have day to day, and that's why these teams are in the wild card race.
Boy, interesting. Cincinnati, Alex Wood makes his 2019 debut today. Colorado's lost 10 of 13. Pittsburgh's lost 7 straight.
Right.
Archer pitches today, and the Mets are, all of a sudden, Mats goes a complete game. They're 49 of 55. Since the break, they're 9 and 5, and they're doing everything they can to say we're in it. And who knows? You know, if they trade Syndergaard, bring in Stroman, maybe that's better. Maybe that helps. Maybe they trade Diaz and let Lugo and Gesellman close, and maybe they get another couple of young players. You know, I think these next 3 days are going to be fascinating because teams that have to make trades will make them. They will. Yeah. There's not. You can't go past this deadline if you're one of the teams I just talked about and say, okay, we'll just go with what we have. It's not going to happen.
Right, because your only alternative is to dip into your farm system. The only teams that are going to do stuff like that, you know, you take a team like Cincinnati. If I'm Cincinnati, I'm moving Yasiel Puig, and they might even move Raisel Iglesias because they've got Amir Garrett now that could probably close for them, a great young arm that a lot of people want. But if you're a team like that and you've got kids, bring them up. Put him in your lineup and let him play the rest of the season and find out what you got.
Yeah,
you know, and give it a run. You know, I mean, maybe you make a run at it if you've got these kids. I mean, San Diego's starting to do that. I don't think they're going to make a run, but find out which of these guys are long-term answers for your team.
Well, again, I'll say it. I think it's going to be an interesting couple of days because there are teams that are compelled.
They're desperate, yes.
Compelled to do things, and the Yankee-Red Sox thing all of a sudden became interesting. The Yankees can't stand still. They cannot.
No.
There's no way they can stand still.
They know they can. And even if they manage, if they build up enough of a cushion to hold on and win that division, they cannot win in October with that starting pitching.
No. So there's Robbie Ray or Bumgarner, who knows what. But there will be action with the Yankees coming up. I'll guarantee you that. Boy, interesting. All right. Thanks for being on Sunday. I appreciate it.
No problem, Marty.
Now, we'll try to get you on next week, if I remember this correctly, to analyze whatever's happened.
No problem. I'm around.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thanks, Marty.
Have a good Sunday. That's Paul White back east. Yeah, I always love talking ball with him. Very good.